Kyle paid the taxi driver with the refreshingly colourful Australian money and got out, slinging his travel bag over his shoulder. "Keep it," he said as the man began looking for change. He forgot tips weren't the norm here. It felt wrong not to throw a little extra in, however. The Irish bar he'd been directed to was across the street on the corner. There were tables on the sidewalk, interspersed among trees, standing sentinel against the slight breeze, which entirely failed to drop the temperature enough to matter. Half a dozen young men and two girls stood at the entrance to the bar, as if trying to decide whether to enter, while several tables out the front already had patrons. Music washed out into the street, but not the horrible dance crap that seems so popular these days. It was still canned, but had actual instruments that made it closer to real music. Gone were the days of live music in pubs, it seemed. Bloody shame, that. He waited for the taxi to drive off before crossing the road, careful to check both ways as Australians drove on the wrong side of the road. The last thing he needed was questions about why he'd been used as a speed hump and not killed. He was halfway across the road when a woman screamed from a service alley a little to his left, the sound a quick rush drowned out by the music and laughter. No one else seemed to notice, but it sent a thrill of unexpected fear through him. For half a second he stood there, surprised, but then ran into the alley, the area lit by the rear shop lights. A young woman cried again as she skidded to a stop at the far end of the service alley, a man with a ponytail there before her. She spun and ran toward Kyle, where another man was slumped against the wall, unconscious. The pursuer gave chase, toying with her. She dodged towards one of the huge trees in the middle of the alley, the man moving impossibly fast as he cut her off again. Kyle swore, not a man, a creature, and he was playing cat and mouse with her. She ran around the tree, but the creature was there already, teasing her like he didn't want the game to finish. Kyle threw his bag against the wall and yelled, hoping to distract her attacker. The girl, tall and athletic, but certainly no match for a creature, cried out in surprise and ran in Kyle's direction again, hope and fear on her face. Within two steps she stumbled on a broken piece of road a tree root had lifted and crashed to the ground. Rather than cower, she got to her feet, palms bleeding, and ran again. "Hey," Kyle yelled again, trying to distract the creature, but he ignored him. Kyle wasn't sure what he was, perhaps a vampire, but he could have been an incubus or a ghoul or anything equally deadly at night. Vampires were fairly common in cities, though, whereas ghouls and incubi tended to avoid notice. The creature got to the girl before she'd made three more steps and caught her from behind by the neck. Kyle couldn't hope to hold his own against a vampire or incubus at any time but on the full moon, so he was in luck tonight. If he changed form, he'd have the edge, unless the vampire was really old. But he didn't have time to or dare risk the exposure. It would cripple him for a good 10 seconds at least. "Stop," the creature said, with a warning glare at Kyle. He lifted the girl off the ground with one arm, though he wasn't any taller than her. She struggled, reaching behind to try and grasp his wrist and pull it away. She kicked back, catching the creature in the leg, but he didn't even flinch. She was definitely a fighter, but dangerously outmatched. Kyle held her hand out and showed the other to prove he was unarmed and no threat. "Please, put her down." With one eye on Kyle, the creature drew a sharp fingernail down the girl's right cheek, drawing blood. She cried out and tried to fight, but it did no good. Kyle had failed to catch the scent of blood from her fall, but the smell of the fresh cut hit him like a spray of acid. His adrenaline spiked, and the hair thickened on his arms as bloodlust burned away the residual traces of garlic in his body, made worse by the sight of blood sliding down the girl's cheek. Kyle couldn't take his eyes off the blood. "Please help," the girl said, trying to pry the creature's fingers from her neck. The creature smiled as he tasted the blood on his fingernail. "Go get your own, stray." The words brought Kyle back. He took a slow step forward, hand up and palm still. "Please, just let her go. I'm not looking to move in on your turf. I'm just passing through." Girl mouthed the word help again. Though she seemed to be losing consciousness, the creature's fingers must have been cutting the blood in her arteries to her brain. "Please," Kyle repeated, not sure if the urge to fight was his own or driven by the moon and bloodlust. "I don't want to fight you, but I will if you make me." The creature smiled as if Kyle had just made his night. "That sounds like a challenge I can't turn down." With a twist, the creature broke the girl's neck and dropped her to the ground. Rage shattered Kyle's composure. He yelled and ran in swinging, his fist connecting. The surprised creature staggered back, but the return punch to Kyle's jaw knocked him to the ground. The creature had to be old to hit that hard. A couple of centuries, at least. Kyle rolled and knocked aside a kick to his head before coming to his feet and driving a fist into the creature's ribs, hearing one crack. The creature grunted, but the next blow sent Kyle back against one of the trees in the middle of the courtyard, knocking half the wind from him. Kyle dodged another blow and got in close, slamming his knee into the creature's cracked rib. He grunted again, an elbow catching Kyle's ear and knocking him to the ground with the force of a truck. Staying down for a moment, Kyle swept a leg around, but the creature jumped, yet it gave Kyle time to get to his feet and face off against the creature. The creature was still favouring his ribs. No creature healed broken bones in less than hours, giving Kyle a slight advantage. A frown touched the creature's face as he realised the same thing. "What are you?" the creature asked. "A werewolf in human form couldn't match me, even on a full moon, yet all I can smell is dog." "And all I can see is vampire," Kyle said, hoping for a reaction to give him a hint of what he faced. He hadn't been able to catch the creature's scent amid the reek of the alley, probably due to the garlic he'd eaten earlier. It dulled his senses, not just his desire to kill. Breathing hard, Kyle looked the creature over. Even injured, he wasn't sure if he could drive him off, and every second he delayed, the creature recovered a little more. Smart doggy. So he was a vampire then. Shit. Kyle might be harder to kill than most creatures, but there weren't many he could take on in a fair fight, at least not in human form. "Come a little closer and say that," Kyle taunted, hoping to anger the vampire and distract him. Anything to gain an advantage. He clenched his fists, fighting the urge to transform. If he did, he'd be much stronger, but transforming brought its own problems. The main one being his inability to shift back until dawn. He'd lose his clothes and bag too, and the identification and money in the pockets. The vampire smiled, clearly intrigued by Kyle. "Another night, pup. You can keep the dead girl. A gift." Kyle risked a glance at the girl. Her body struggled with short, sharp gasps that were probably nothing more than an unconscious reaction to her body's efforts to stay alive. Even if her neck hadn't completely broken, she'd still be dead in minutes without medical help. "Some advice, dog. Get out of town before my mistress discovers you. Ferals aren't tolerated in Canberra." Ferals? What the heck was going on in this city? Werewolves often worked for vampires, but they were rarely troubled if they didn't cause problems. A coerced werewolf didn't make a good ally, even if it was usually more trouble than it was worth to root out a pack. Canberra was a small city, though, at least compared to most. Still holding his ribs, the vampire backed away and ran for the far exit of the service alley. Kyle struggled with the scent of the girl's blood. He swallowed a need to give in to bloodlust and rip her apart. Best he could hope to do for her now was put her out of any pain she was in. Never one to leave an animal or human to suffer, he gritted his teeth and approached, trying not to breathe in the scent of her rich blood. He wasn't entirely sure if other werewolves had the same reaction to blood, though they all seemed to like a good fight or chase and could smell blood for miles if upwind. When he knelt beside the girl, he nearly swooned at the richness of her warm blood. He felt like a starving child walking into a restaurant, the scent of food and spices thick in the air. The only problem was, his needs were for human flesh and blood. "I don't want it," he told himself. He could do perfectly well on human food. He'd even gone vegan for a couple of decades to see if he could. No problem. Although it had been harder to resist human flesh and blood on the full moon. The young woman's mouth opened and closed slightly, almost as if hiccuping, her body still fighting to survive despite the odds. "I'm so sorry," he said. "I tried." She didn't seem to be aware of his presence or even hear him. It was a pity. She was beautiful. Polynesian heritage, most likely, watered down a little, but still there in her bone structure and her skin tone. And her scent. The artery in her neck pulsed with blood, keeping her alive a little longer. Gently, he reached for her face, placing his hand over her mouth and pinching her nose closed. "Shh," he whispered. I'm sorry, but it'll be over soon. Hey, someone yelled from across the alley. Kyle snarled instinctively, claws extending at the sound of shoes pounding toward him. Instinct merged with bloodlust, and for a heartbeat, he lost his senses. He bit the girl to claim her as his own, his distending canines punching through her white shirt and into her flesh, where her shoulder joined her neck. He nearly howled in ecstasy at the taste. He hadn't tasted human blood and flesh for more than a century, and the last time it had been in self-defense. Hey, what are you doing? He barely got control of himself as a man ran at him. Although his instincts told him to attack and defend his prize, he found enough clarity to stand and sprint out the same exit the vampire had taken. Across the road, he saw a tree-lined car park. He went left, as there were more buildings that way. It took nearly a minute of sprinting before the consequences sunk in. If the girl survived. He skidded to a stop when no one pursued him. A sickly feeling came over him. He had to go back and kill her. He needed his bag too. He left it in the alley and it could be used to identify him. Shit. Not even one day on the ground, and he was already in more trouble than he'd managed in a century.